The Sentai Review, episode 87, Power Rangers, trailer 2. All right, welcome to the Sentai Review. We are back. The break is over. No more messagings and emails and such. Please, we're back.
Yes, we are back to doing the Sentai Rangers stuff.
I'm back, too.
I had made a comment that we were not going to do this again.
But a trailer dropped.
Okay, this is not just any old trailer.
The actual trailer.
That first trailer...
was a teaser.
Was massive level teaser. Like, we were able to pull a lot of information out of, like, 30 seconds, but it was tough to do.
A 2-minute teaser?
This time...
is an actual first full trailer.
This time feels like it gave me a little more to work with, and we're going to come in here, we're going to talk about it. So, Reploid Bill, Willingbush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Osiris Redfire, Spencer Robertson.
And the contact info. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, so... well, okay, where to start...
first off, I just want to point out, after seeing the teaser trailer, I was like, fuck on this movie. And then I watched this trailer, and I was like, okay, now I kind of want to watch this movie.
Yeah, my opinion changed on it, too, because when I first saw the teaser, I'm like, fuck this Twilight Chronicle bullshit. And then I saw the official trailer, I'm like, okay, that's how it's supposed to be done.
After watching this trailer about 6 times now, and I've already forfeited my right to go see shitty movies. So
no, you didn't forfeit your right to go see them.
I have no
reason. You forfeit your right to complain that you're seeing shitty movies.
That's very true. I've seen some shitty movies.
Didn't you pay to see Dragon Ball Evolution in theaters?
Yes, I did.
I paid to see Ghostbusters. So
I paid to see Fantastic Four.
Oh, I did that one, too.
So
you guys waste your money.
Listen here.
Yes, we did.
I have still yet to see Fantastic Four or Ghostbusters, so
there was nothing in the world that I would have rather done at that moment than watch Pilot Light Boy, Sometimes There Girl, Naked Rock Man, and Spring Dude and Doom Guy.
Doom Guy is the saving grace of that shitty movie.
Doom Guy has the greatest power ever. I want that power. Just saying. If there was one power ever I could pick to have, it's Doom Guy.
Power Rangers, not
Doom Guys.
Fucktastic Four.
Well, we could talk all day about Doom Guy.
Doom Guy would straight up end the Rangers.
He really would. But after seeing this, I was going to go see it regardless of the teaser trailer or this new trailer. But now that I've seen this new trailer...
the official trailer.
6 times. There are things I like about it, and you know the things that I don't like about it.
Would you admit that's better than the teaser?
It is better than the teaser, easily.
There you go.
Easily better than the teaser. It shows them in their... I don't know how much I can talk about at the moment, but...
even if I feel like I'm wasting my money to go see this movie, I feel like I'm wasting it less than I did from when I saw the teaser trailer.
Easily. Okay, so we're going to have to get into this trailer and start breaking it down as to what we think. And I don't know any other way to do this than to go into my computer here.
And play it again.
And we're going to play little parts of it. And I'm not sure what kind of nightmare this is going to... you're probably not going to be able to edit it the way that we're about to watch this, and I'm not going to do all the video and everything, so pick the still frame pictures that make sense as to what we're talking about.
Like I did with the previous teaser.
Yep, and I'm going to play this, and we're going to watch parts of it, and then talk about what we see.
Lionsgate. Spawn.
That is a fantastic Angel Grove. Logo.
Angel Grove is still...
a small fishing
town. I think it's a small fishing town. That's not a negative. I think it's a suburb of, like, a big city.
I think... well, it could also be, like, we were talking that when we were watching the original series, Angel Grove might have been in California. So this could be, like, a suburban area of maybe Los Angeles or...
Right. You know. I would buy into that, because this is definitely this is smaller than Peoria, seeing here.
Easily.
And it's not even misleading. It looks a little bigger than, say, Bartonville, but...
from this picture just alone, you can obviously tell this is downtown Angel Grove. And this is a very small.
This might be Community Angel Grove. Like I don't know this. Is really hard to. The pictures are very misleading of the town. If this is supposed to be a city, right. I don't think it is. I think this is a suburb.
Of a much bigger city.
And it would be a lot easier to hide a spaceship in the Angel Grove Lake River Ocean. You know,
Lake River Ocean.
Makes sense. I mean. You know, until I see desert and random shit.
We've explained Angel Grove. Angel Grove is cut down the middle twice, and there's tropical here, desert here, Arctic here, and Angel Grove...
volcanoes.
Volcano river ocean lake over here on the side. And if you depending on... when you're at that intersection, you've got a hell of a decision to make.
Do you wear when you're standing on the point where they all four come together?
It's very cold hot.
So the answer is yes.
So depending on which way you're facing, either the front part of your body is like, God, it's hot. My ass is so cold.
So it's cold, hot, sweaty, dry.
Yes.
Angel Grove is a
wonderful. It's Illinois weather. There you go.
It's very difficult to live there. Very difficult to live
there. It's a very complicated town.
Yes, we see the teenagers in high school. Oh, look. Oh, we're all screw-ups. We're all misheads.
Okay, let's do that. I don't think that the kids are dark. Watching this trailer makes me think about some stuff. It's a little edgier than it used to be. But let's go ahead and ask a real question. If they can add in some comedy elements and make the kids more believable, I'm okay with that more than I am if we'd have went to see this movie. And they would have been the same Rangers we had back then. The, gee golly, Willigers, let's fucking campaign for the poor and do 1,000 push-ups. And then we can go hang out at the juice bar.
Basically, I talked to Bill about this at work. That when you look at the Rangers that we got in the show and the Rangers that we got in this movie, these kids are actually a lot more believable than the kids that we grew up with the original show.
And they're not necessarily negative. They're cracking jokes and having whys at each other and shit like that.
I didn't care for Kimberly's personality in this so far.
But Kimberly, I talked about this, even in the original Power Rangers, Kimberly was fucking bipolar. She would be all happy one day, and then the next day she'd be like, Rita broke the flower float, guys! And she'd go off into the corner and fucking cry about it the whole episode. And I'd be like, calm down, bitch.
But other than that, these are a lot more believable teenagers than what we got in the 90s.
They seem like real people.
Those guys...
To be fair, they weren't actually teenagers.
Oh, my gosh.
They were like 30.
Who?
Yeah. Oh, actually, no.
The Rangers? No. One of the oldest people was...
Billy.
Well, it was Billy, yeah. And he was in his 20s, and Austin was like 19 or some shit.
I don't know. They just felt like...
They did, but they actually were kids. And they were fucked like kids, by the way. They got McDonald's drive-through wages to do that show. And they got no royalties and no distribution rights whatsoever. Like, they never made a fucking penny off Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Except for their hourly wage.
Yeah, that's it. That's all they got.
Here's $5.25 an hour to.
And there's a big difference. There's a big difference between fucking those
kids
and doing what they did to, like, say, Princess Leia. Right. Like, there's a big difference. Princess Leia was offered, you know, Carrie Fisher said, well, I'm going to do this movie and I'm 19 years old. And they said, we're going to give you $500,000, but we're going to keep all them royalty rights. That's the agreement here. You're a young actress. This is your first major thing, arguably. And we're going to give you $500,000.
I think that was the only reason is because of where
she
came from.
Didn't know what they had back then either. They didn't know Star Wars was going to be big.
No.
They just took a gamble and said, we're going to give you all this. We're going to pay you a little extra money because we're keeping them royalty rights. Then it blew the fuck up and they had all this stuff. And if you think about how much money Carrie had when she died, well, yeah, she was rich as fuck. Can you imagine how rich as fuck she would have been?
Even richer.
Now, can you imagine what these kids could have accomplished had they got some of that Power Ranger money? All them Flip-Head toys that were sold and shit?
Oh, shit.
Every time they put Jason's voice on a Power Ranger or a Morpher or something like that, or in the new video game that just came out, they stole those kids' voices, Saban didn't have to pay them shit. They were just like, oh, we need Tyrannosaurus voice. There. It's done. It's ours anyway. Fuck you.
So if you switch Red Rangers, is it the same voice?
I've yet to do that because I refuse to use Rocky, but sure.
Nobody likes Rocky.
I'm sorry. Rocky did not appeal to me until we left Mighty Morphin. When he got his own identity and his own character instead of being, hey, that's the dude that took Jason's spot. And that's not even like I hate him because he took Jason's spot. He literally took Jason's spot. Like, watch the show. They were like, Jason's out. Here's Rocky. Rocky studies martial arts. He's kind of a prodigy. He's going to be the Red Ranger. And he teaches a karate class. He hangs out at the juice bar. I'm like, wait. So he just does everything Jason was doing?
He's continuing Jason's legacy.
Yeah, I hated that shit. I hated that shit. It wasn't until he became the Blue Ranger, I believe. Was it Blue?
Yeah,
when he switched to Zeo?
Yes, in Zeo he was the Blue Ranger.
They started moving him away from that and giving him stuff to do, and I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I mean, I guess he liked pachinko or some shit like that, but...
At least he wasn't a frog. Or a soccer mom.
Vehicle. But the kids also, they seem a little lighthearted in instances, like, guys, this is just a hologram, and they walk up and he gets punched and he's like, oh, it's not a video game. And that dude's like, that's a strong ass hologram. Like, they're bouncing off each other and they're making jokes and they're kind of witty. And then they got that humor that's kind of running through the movie, you could tell, where like,
the humor that was needed in the first one.
Trini has that snarkiness where she's like, they're like, what did you do last night? And she's like, I found an alien ship underwater. I'm a superhero now. And she's like, pee in that cup. Like, that kind of makes me laugh. That's goofy.
I think it's when they, this movie starts, and they don't know shit about Zordon or anything.
They don't even know about each other. So
that's when their you know, their personalities are gonna be like, oh, they're so depressed.
Do you like I've heard this from a couple of different people, including one of the guys right here on our staff today, that all need a racial joke. Believe it or not, it's not. It took me till the second viewing to really catch what they did there. But the new Zach says, I'm black. And Billy says, no, you're not. What that's an actual joke and referring to is that the dude that played Zach originally was going to be Billy. But he liked the role for Zach more. So he switched, and the two changed their colors, and the black dude ended up in a black suit. And I think that joke is directly referenced to why Power Rangers has been referred to as racist for so long, because when those two dudes switched suits...
All right, but here's my question. What makes the original Yellow Ranger okay, being the Asian girl in the yellow suit?
Because it was an Asian dude in a yellow suit.
Shane's favorite girlfriend.
I mean... And if you want to get really crazy after that, they put an Indian in the red suit. So, I mean, you know,
wait,
whatever.
Like gas station Indian or like reservation Indian?
No, like they talk about Tommy being an Indian. He even goes on that stupid Indian quest in the Zio thing.
Reservation Indian, not thank you for shopping at the Quickie
Mart. He's in red. No. So it is what it is. Go a little further here on the trailer.
Yeah, when we were all together and found the coins.
Those do look kind of like see-through little coins now, though.
Hey, look, we're colors in the water.
Now you know what colors they are.
But I have to bring something up.
Yeah.
First off, if I fall into some water and I'm glowing green, take me to the fucking hospital. Don't make jokes about it. Fucking help me.
I've been in the water before and I've never glowed.
Because
what is
this? We found some coins, Shane.
Yes,
we found some coins. And I was like, fucking, I'm going to keep this one. Looks like a dragon foot. And everybody was like, oh, man. Well, fuck it then. I'm going to take this red one. And then we fall through a hole into some water and we're swimming. And we're like, dudes, check it out. I'm glowing green. It's not funny. Take me to the hospital. I don't know what we touched.
I'm going
to
tell you something.
But it wasn't good for us.
Kind of funny.
When I first seen this trailer, and they fell into the water, and they all started glowing, from what I thought it was, I thought their clothes were so cheap that the colors ran off.
Fucking Walmart clothes in the warm water.
It clicked that she grabbed the coin before they fell.
Right.
And when they landed in the water, I'm like, guys, your clothes are dissolving.
Your clothes are cheap as shit.
The colors are running off.
That is fucking awesome.
But that's what I first originally thought.
Okay.
And then the yellow was just paint in the water.
Oh, that was so good.
Based on the worldwide phenomenon with six-pack abs.
Okay. When they wake up and they're all buff and powerful and they're playing around with their powers,
destroying shit.
That's kind of a Spider-Man reference, because when Spider-Man, Peter Parker first wakes up,
it is. But the Rangers went through this. We just never got to see it.
Yeah,
because the Rangers are definitely augmented. Okay, one of the things we're going to see in this trailer is the putties. And for the first time ever, they're right. You had to use your imagination pretty hardcore, but when the putties show up in the original Super Sentai, they're referred to as Golem Warriors. They're made of rock and clay.
Yeah, and here they're actually made of rock, it looks
like.
Yeah,
they're actually made of rock and clay now.
I do want to say one thing. Austin St. John didn't look that good in Forever Red.
No.
Not
but,
that ripped.
But when you look at this now, the humans were able to beat to death people made from rock and clay. They were able to punch those dudes to death.
Especially ones with a big Z on the chest.
And they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it when the show first started. Before they morphed, they got that ass whooped.
Yeah, just look at the pilot episode. And even the unaired pilot, too.
Yeah, like the first two episodes, they have to morph to fight the putties. And then Jason is like, hey, Zordon told us that we need to start trying to fight these putties
without
morphing.
Zordon said we got these powers. Let's use them.
Well, no, he says in the other episode, he says, because they're about to morph, and he says, no, Zordon said we need to try to do this without morphing. And the reason that Zordon tells you to do that is because you're already augmented by that power. You're stronger and faster and more severe than normal humans anyway. So we never get to see them adapt or learn how to use that energy in their normal lives. This might be interesting. It's like Spider-Man when he wakes up and he tries to wash his face. And it's the very first day that he has super strength and sticky hands. It doesn't work out that well for him.
And Aunt May knocks on the door. Don't come in, Aunt May.
Right.
Right.
And then also super jumping ability, too.
Well, I mean, like, because when you watch Amazing Spider-Man, that's the first time they ever really showed it to you. The spider sense is really crazy. Like, okay, right now, you're reading the Clone Conspiracy, and finally the Clone Conspiracy did something that needed to be explained for fucking years, because if you're not a Spider-Man fan, you don't get it.
Which part?
His spider sense goes off when he sees the dude in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he still shakes the dude's hand and everything, and he leaves. And the lady says, so what, does that mean he was going to kill you? And he says, the spider sense doesn't work like that. He says, my spider sense is an awareness of danger.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I know where it's coming from, or where it is, or what it is. That guy could have the flu. And my spider sense would go off and tell me, he'll make you sick. But I don't know that's what it's trying to tell me. I just know that it's a spider sense. And then they actually show what that's like to have that kind of terrible atmosphere when he's sitting in his bedroom and he can feel the fly on the wall. Like, everything around him has a potential form of danger that he has to wean out.
And say,
okay, well, my spider sense is going off all the time because there is danger all around me. There's water on the floor. That's danger. My spider sense would go off. It would tell me water on the floor.
At that point, I would be more worried when it's not going off.
Right.
Be like, why is it so quiet?
He had to learn calm. To edit that power and use it as he needed it and rely on it in ways that he says, okay, it's really intense now.
He used
why?
Photoshop for that.
So, like, you look at these new Rangers, and they wake up, and they're buff and strong, and they jump skyscrapers, and, I mean, they do that.
They can do that in the show, you just didn't really see it. Every time they, I mean, how do you think they jump into their Zords? I mean, those things are not...
Well, that's also when they're morphed. Now, morphing augments their power even further, but they are 100% without a doubt augmented. They punch men made of rock and clay to death.
They
do 4,000 reps a day. They work out all the time.
In the original show, they would jump from frozen Angel Grove to tropical Angel Grove. Like,
right.
Let's go! And they fucking land in the desert from where
they
it was
They do
smelling.
The Hulk jump, more or less.
Like, so they are augmented. So it's interesting to see the movie tackle that subject, that what do you do when you wake up with that power?
You try to learn what the fuck is going on. Oh, and now they're underground.
Okay, they find the spaceship underground,
the spaceship
and right here...
Zordon!
Okay, did you guys see it that time? Okay. You're not going to be able to pause it fast enough, I don't think.
Got it. Okay, when Zordon very first comes out of the wall, his face emerges, which, first off, I love this look for Zordon.
No tubes.
I love that he is, like, the ship, like, surrounding the ship, that his face just kind of comes out of the wall. I love that.
Except when you're in the bathroom, then you don't love that.
Well, you can't escape that
regardless. Assuming there's a bathroom in here.
If the viewing globe still exists in this universe, he can see you when you're crapping.
It's
he
Alpha's
knows
dome.
When you take pees.
There you go, it's Alpha's dome.
Are you trying to do a Christmas jingle?
So
maybe.
Zordon is Santa?
Yeah, because you're starting like a fucking really fucked up like Christmas jingle there going
he knows
on.
When
now,
you are
okay,
pooping.
I was thinking about this, and they did release some information. And this drives, this is brilliant, in a way. I was corrected on something. This movie is not Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
It's just Power Rangers.
It's just Power Rangers. Why? Well, because the Power Rangers have existed for over 10,000 years. Okay?
Oh, like the quote he said, the Rangers are warriors, great warriors and stuff.
They are great warriors selected all around the universe and given powers. There's already a Turbo out there. There's already a Zeo somewhere. There's already a Ninjetti somewhere. All these Ranger powers exist. They're out there.
The super broke space pirates are somewhere.
Well, the super broke space pirates got that way in the Sentai by going around the universe and collecting the keys that gave them the powers.
Which the keys came from a big battle that the powers were used and scattered.
Yes, and the keys came from a giant battle where when the Rangers sacrificed their energy, the keys were made and scattered across the universe.
Dude, Ryan, space pirates are broken.
So now... You're looking at a history where all these powers already exist. And we already know that Rita is a fallen Green Ranger.
If it's
confirmed.
Zordon is the red.
Yeah, I see the red.
The red that comes off of Zordon when his face comes out of the wall, he is the Red Ranger.
I've seen that the first time, I just didn't say anything.
That gives an entire backstory to Zordon that he never got before. He was one of the original Rangers.
He was on the same team with Rita.
He was on the
she
team with Rita.
Them, and he got stuck in the wall.
Whatever happens, Rita betrayed his team.
He fled
here with these coins.
This is definitely a different take on it. Way different take.
I think this is way better. This gives credence to the idea that he was something, and he understands these energies.
And I would rather Rita be a fallen Green Ranger than just the witch who climbs out of a dumpster on the moon.
Exactly, because in the original series, I always had to say, how the fuck did she get that? When she's like, I have the green coin. Why?
Why? I made it in my easy bake oven.
Like, how do you have that? When Zordon has five of them, how do you have one?
The only way we did have at least a explanation was maybe that fan film that was made.
Right, which is questionable at best. I watched that. But, like, this gives us a backstory right off the bat. There's a reason he had the coins. There's a reason he hid them here. There might be a reason his ship fled here. He was the Red. The residual energy is still there. He understands the powers. He's been a Ranger. He understands the Zords.
Floating head in a tube, filmed once.
Right. This gives him a legitimate reason to be the leader of the team.
Basically, he is not an interdimensional being trapped in a time warp.
Right. That is stupid.
So wait.
And we can move away from it.
Yes, wait, I got a question then. Would he still have his body somewhere?
We don't know where he's trapped.
That's true too. We don't know if he might not even be. Maybe the spaceship. Maybe his body is cryo frozen somewhere, so he could have survived the time it would have taken to find warriors. Or maybe he's on some form of life support. I mean, it's alien tech now.
Or you need a mic.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's very possible that his consciousness got subplanted into the ship itself. There's no body left.
He could be transferable consciousness in an AI system.
It could be any of the possible things.
He could have no body because it got destroyed.
Right.
And
maybe he is the ship.
Right, that's true too.
Also, he could just be the AI.
Yeah.
And
he's Cortana.
But this one tiny scene where he comes out of that wall
with the red
and you see that red, it gives him a backstory and a likability that our Zordon never got. Like, that adds an entire dimension to this whole aspect.
I honestly kind of hated our Zordon.
And it also says, hey,
especially in the movie when the tube broke,
the fact that there are 10,000 years worth of Rangers out there, and Rita supposedly is working for Zed already. I heard something about that. So Zed might be the reason that she kind of turned on them. Like, maybe, you know that stupid love story that we got?
Oh.
Maybe there was an actual love story that was taking place in their universe where she did fall for Zed. For whatever purpose. We haven't seen Zed. I don't know what he looks like yet.
That muscle with no skin.
Well, he ended up that way because he touched the Zeo Crystal.
Right.
Originally, he was supposedly some good-looking blonde dude.
So, a Ranger possibly.
What's up, Shane?
Are you Zed?
So, like, Zed could very well be a love interest of Rita, and she betrayed them off that aspect, which then again puts those two together like they were in our series, but in a more believable way.
Fair enough.
Instead of love potion while he slept.
Love potion number 9.
As long as they don't dumb his character down.
He likes to dance, Shane.
He better be scary, and he better be menacing.
No. He likes to dance and be trapped in a snow
globe. And he better show up in them end credits.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
No. We still got to get Tommy to show up in the end credits first.
I could live my whole life and not see a male Green Ranger in this series. As far as I'm concerned, they could do this movie and move directly to Zeo. We have a Green Ranger. I mean, yeah, she's fallen and she's a bad guy. And if it goes to somebody else for the next movie, I guess. But
there'd be no Dragonzord.
I could shrug my shoulders on that. And I could definitely shrug my shoulders on that because we're going
to
be talking about them Zords too.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a dragon though, either. Just because it's green doesn't mean it has to be a dragon. The new universe.
All the other ones are the same though. Even if the mammoth has six legs. For whatever.
This guy's over here telling me there doesn't have to be a dragon Zord. Once again, another reason I would just assume skip the Green Ranger. Yeah, you see all those reds that keep coming off of him?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he was the Red Ranger, I promise you.
Oh, Alpha! Whoa.
Alpha looks a lot better in motion.
That concept art was bad.
Oh, by the way, I would like to point something out real quick with the town.
with the town.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we found a ship underground. We might be superheroes. Peanuts cup!
You didn't go back far enough.
I really didn't, I know.
It is on a cliff.
I just want to point out that there's a train back there.
I gotta say something. Okay, you guys are talking about how you thought it was in California. California.
This is definitely a fishing town.
I don't think California. I'm thinking either closer to Maine or up.
They could change where it is, but originally the idea was that it was supposed to be around like Las Vegas area, I believe.
It could very well still be towards California.
It's Los Angeles, yeah, not Vegas.
Maine does make a lot of sense. There's a lot of fishing towns there.
Okay.
It could very well be still near California. Oregon, Washington has that kind of look.
Even the northernmost parts of California because of the redwood forests and all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if there's a short jump to a freaking desert, I mean, it's not that hard of a concept, but I don't think it's in California proper. I think it's a midway town, midway city between, like, the two states there. That way you get all of those seasons, and you still get the fishing village and stuff like that.
I think it's Illinois.
You're right. It's totally Illinois. Look at it. It's perfect.
I mean, you say we get all four seasons we were talking about earlier, but I don't think there's anything tropical in the United States.
Right.
You jumping to Hawaii from California. It's a small hop.
I mean, for them, maybe.
Go power, holy shit.
Searching.
The ship seems huge, by the way. Like, the command center is very ginormous.
Bigger than what the fucking was in the original series.
But I want to say, it might have to be ginormous if all of these Zords are inside of the command center.
Which then brings us to, where is it? Because they said they found it, like, underwater. So it's in the Angel Grove Ocean River Lake.
It does. Zordon never says how long he's been down there.
It's true.
He could have landed there when the fucking dinosaurs were on the planet.
Yeah.
And the Earth could have formed around him, and he could just be fucking... He could be the foundation that Angel Grove was built on.
That's true, too.
Ooh, that's interesting. I like that. I like that theory.
The ship could also be so big, yes, because of the Zords, or whatever you call them. Zords, I think.
I imagine they're still going to be called Zords.
But it could also be the fact that this ship wasn't just a ship for five people. It was a ship for an entire colony, or an entire battalion, an entire freaking army. And
what if Rita is here specifically because of the ship? What if the ship was the housing foundation for Rangers?
Yeah, very well.
A training center.
Right.
Like
because
they
also
were going
to
in the trailer.
Well, they do that hologram thing. Maybe it was a training facility for Rangers. Because Rangers used to be selected. They say that Rangers were selected, the greatest warriors of different planets, the most standout people of civilizations were selected around
Silver
the entire
space,
world. Well, okay, but then they fall into a different category. They're not the greatest warriors or any kind of spectacular. They found that stuff. They weren't selected. So they get their powers very differently than the rest of the universe.
Accidentally.
Kind of like if you were hoping to get that Green Lantern ring, and it just would not come to you for some reason.
But you could get the red one.
Then you work out, and you do all these good things, hoping that one day the ring will come to you, and then one day the ring comes to you, only to be like, oh, fuck you, somebody else.
Yeah, he really did. Fucking Leminsky. He got fucked on.
He was about
but
to put the
imagine,
ring on.
Imagine if just, like, four kids fucking found, like, if they just dropped, you know, if they just found him. Is that plugged in?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all plugged in.
Oh, well,
just
here
make
we go.
Sure it's switched on.
He's got that there microphone. It might already
be
on. Watch it already be on. Just put it to your mouth and speak, and I'll see if you get spikes.
Hello, hello, hello.
Look, his mic is active. There he
is.
He's in the show.
Hey, there we go. I can talk about this now. It could very well, the ship could also very well, instead of being a housing facility for an army or whatever, it could very well be offshoot school. I'm going to train you. If you have what it takes, you got the chops, you get the power.
Well, that's what I was referring to, is that it would be a mobile training facility.
No, yeah. Wait.
That was looking for rangers.
But it's not specified to, you're a great person on this place. It's more like, let's go grab a bunch of people, we'll see if they've got what it takes, and then we'll decide whether or not you're going to be something great.
Someone brought up a colony. If that's the case, this ship could lead into a Lost Galaxy.
Which is more Rangers. I'm positive. The fact that they called this Power Rangers, there's a reason behind that. They didn't say Mighty Morphin. It's not Zeo. It didn't get a tagline or a subtitle. It is Power Rangers because those powers are already out there. I'm positive all of them are active and all of them are out there.
Shane loves Turbo.
Vroom, vroom.
Penis cup.
All right, guys, it's Morphin time. No, not yet.
Actually, Billy, go back real quick. Bill, go back. That right there. What do you think that looks like?
This.
What if that's the viewing globe?
The viewing area.
I think that looks like some kind of galaxy reference.
That's right.
Yeah, I was going to say. I wonder if that's a map, like a holographic 3D representation galactic map.
I'm thinking that's what I'm thinking globe will be like too.
Because if you look, it has the look of a nebula, and yes, a nebula is just like a singular thing. It's not like a galaxy or anything, but
he could be saying this is where we came from or some shit. Yeah. We can't hear anything in this part.
Could very well be showing the corruption of the Green Ranger too, because there's a lot of green mixed into that shit.
Right.
Could be anything, because they don't show it after this. Like, that's the end of it.
Zordon sneezed on the wall.
Oh!
Dude, I can't... Wow. I simply cannot get over how awesome
Rangers,
the Zordon thing
hand
is.
Hand me a Kleenex.
Power Rangers are powerful warriors.
You
must become them.
Why does Billy
have
a yellow headband?
Dude, it's just a hologram. Like a video game.
Well, to be fair, Jason's wearing blue.
Okay.
They got rid of that.
They don't conform to Zordon's standards,
they,
okay?
They threw away that color coordination shit, it seems like.
Oh!
Yeah, that's one tough hologram.
Definitely
that fucker
hit me
in my 12-pack.
Okay, I have to bring this up while the trailer's still going. I'm sick and fucking tired of Power by Kanye West in every single trailer.
I'm tired of Kanye West, so we'll just move on from him.
It's just fucking
wasn't
obnoxious.
Wasn't he supposed to be one of those celebrities who were supposed to move to Canada if Donald Trump got...
No,
president.
He's going to run for president next...
2020, next... Kanye West. Possibly Dwayne
Kanye
The Rock Johnson,
has,
too.
Kanye has to be locked up first and actually have a... he needs a psychiatrist because I literally think he is actually fucking insane.
If America voted in Kanye West, if he actually ran and got voted in, I actually probably would leave. That's real. I probably would actually leave.
A lot of people would.
America has really...
That would
they have low standards.
That would hurt me.
Yeah,
feel standards. Like you need to be a little more educated than Kanye West to run the country. Okay, look.
Little.
Let's not get political
okay,
here because I did say little.
Okay, fair enough.
But Psycho Rita.
I fucking love
fucking
Rita.
Sweet.
And by the way, thank you.
You are.
He
welcome.
Bought me a Rita. He bought me a Rita. She's so fucking cool, dude. Oh, I haven't had a chance to set her up yet. She's in the drawer. But he bought me a Rita. She's going to go up here with this stuff.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, see the pop figure thing?
Yeah, it's pretty baller.
Well, her eyes are glowing green, so...
Yeah, so the power's kicking in.
I love
in.
Them dragon eyes.
Rita's fucking
if you didn't
sweet.
Know, if you didn't know that she's the Green Ranger,
much
you
better,
do now.
Much better than... I just stand on my palace on the moon with my fucking stupid hair and
I have a feeling. Yeah. I have a feeling she is going to rock... Rita in a way that we always wish would have happened. And I'm also
gonna
bring this up. So many people have made this comment that, well, I don't like the fact that Rita's sexy. I don't like that. You know what? Have you seen actual photos of Rita? Like without that stupid costume she was wearing? Because that was a good looking woman.
Well, you know who this is, right? And Ryan just said it. Have you seen The Hunger Games?
Yes.
The chick, the fucked up dress chick, Effie Trinket?
Yeah.
That's her.
Yeah.
This is Elizabeth Banks.
Yep.
She
helped Katniss in Hunger
Dude,
Games.
Dude, she is going to rock this. I'm Apparently. Telling you, she's going to be the Rita I wish we would have had.
And the thing is, too, is in order to be a Power Ranger, regardless if you're fallen or not, it changes your body. We've seen that. They went from being scrawny ass kids to I have a fucking 12-pack.
He just nailed that too. Like, if she's gonna have the Green Ranger power, then she couldn't have been some weird out of shape fat chick.
And she doesn't even look like she would. Like, Zordon from the projection in the wall looks like he could have been a human.
Right.
I feel like the Green Ranger power did something different than the other powers she's alien, but I think part of this is actually mutation.
Or
she looks very dragon, way her face is starting to pop out.
If you think old school dragons, what were they? They were good or evil. It's
all
about your personality and what you do with it.
I think it has something to do with the fact
green
that
dragons
that,
are evil.
I think that when she first got the power,
looked
like a normal person. But I think that becoming an evil ranger mutated her.
So you're thinking maybe like the Star Wars idea that for some reason
dark
if you become evil, you start to like decompose and look weird and get funny bone structures and.
That's my opinion, is that, because you said, we know she's evil, she betrayed the team. I think it did something to her.
I do also want to point out, from another retrospect of nerdism, ever since 1979, when Dungeons & Dragons was released, green dragons have always been evil in everything.
Okay.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. Maybe.
I'm just curious in terms of what. Okay. In fact, you know what? I'm going to use Rita to bring this up. I don't know if the Rangers can morph.
You notice how?
I don't think it works that way now.
Not the way they normally morph.
I think the Rangers need to have the power infused from the command center, because you notice she's not in a Ranger suit.
They need to morph to defeat her.
Right, but she's not morphed.
She's not a Power Ranger anymore either.
She is.
No, she's not. She's not. She's not a Power Ranger.
She's dipping into the Ranger power.
She's dipping into it, but she is not a Ranger.
Right, but that still means she was. So why doesn't she morph?
Because her power is no longer stemming from full on Ranger. She does other stuff now.
Okay, but no, but Tommy, see, but then you go back to Tommy, he morphed. And he was evil.
He was never evil. That's the thing.
But he was.
No, he was an asshole.
No. He was evil. He was even controlled by the Sword of Darkness. And Burai died, went to hell, and fought his way out of hell. He is a bad person.
I don't know. I don't think he was ever inherently evil. Once again, you said he was controlled.
Yes.
Right.
How controlled?
Manipulation.
No, the comic book does ask a very, very legitimate question. She could have picked anybody on the planet. She picked Tommy. Why?
Manipulation.
To
manipulate.
Any teenager is easy to manipulate at
that
time.
You had to have some sort of darkness in your heart to begin with.
That was already there.
Underlying seed of hatred for something.
Agreed.
How far did he need to be pushed?
You know what? I hate shit. All right? That doesn't mean I'm inherently evil.
What I'm telling you is this. The comic book asks a very legitimate question. Zach asks it. Because Kimmy says, well, he was being controlled. He was chosen. And Zach says, let me ask you an honest question. He says, on the planet we live on, there are inherently evil people that could have been controlled easier and had access to more knowledge, more fighting ability, and could have been more dangerous in a million different ways. She chose him. He says, why? And she says, well, because he was easy to control. She controlled him. And then he says, how much? How far did she have to push him?
Well, I will agree with that completely. But at the same time, you know, think about it. There's somebody else out there that is more powerful, stronger, knows more shit. You give them that power, what's to say they don't turn around and bitch slap the shit out of you?
The fact that...
So you take somebody who is not full on evil, they've just got a dark heart now, easy to manipulate.
Rita one-on-one can fight any Ranger, I promise you that.
Are we talking about Power Rangers, or we go to like Kingdom Hearts or some shit?
All of it! It's
no, Rita could have fought any Ranger. I promise you, Rita one-on-one will beat any Ranger. I'm promising you this. Like, we never get a full-blown look at how powerful she's supposed to be, but I'm telling you, one-on-one, Rita can fight any Ranger. And if she could have picked any Green Ranger on the planet, gave him that green energy,
Green Ranger,
and he
Fidel
could not
Castro.
He could not have turned on her. Because if he would have, she'd have just killed him and given it to somebody else.
I also don't think her powers that she's got, too, because she doesn't have the same kind of powers that she, a normal ranger would have.
The storyline,
she's dipping into something.
The storyline says that she was a Power Ranger. She's a fallen Power Ranger. So that gives me the idea that she used to be transformed. And the only reason I can imagine that she can't transform anymore, because every other evil ranger has been able to transform. The white transformed, there was no issue. The green transformed, there was no issue. The evil red that showed up for a while, when Tommy went bad again, he was able to transform. Every evil ranger just goes, blah, and they transform and they're a ranger. The rules have never changed. So all of a sudden, she can't. But also, the kids do not seem to have morphers.
Yeah, they stood on a platform.
They stood on a platform, and then the power was grafted to them. They have the coins.
Maybe the first time that has to happen.
Yeah, it's possible.
That's the thing. In trailers, too, you got to think about this. In trailers, they put shit out of order for on purpose.
Yes, I realize that.
That first grafting that you've seen could have just been them actually getting their powers.
And they may be able to morph later on, but it still brings the idea, why can't she?
Maybe she doesn't.
Because the Power Ranger powers are not limited to the idea of whether you're good or bad. You can just use them.
Go ahead, Spencer. You've been trying to say something for a minute.
What if, unlike the original series, when she was fallen and she left, she's using the energy she has left from when she was a Ranger, which is why it looks like she's still wearing part of the suit, but she can't full-on morph anymore because, like you said, she doesn't have a way to connect to their morphing
grid. Maybe she
doesn't
have her coin anymore.
But she does.
It's in her wand.
She's dipping into something else.
Broken morpher.
The normal shit that a Ranger does.
Let's say what we think. If she left the team, betrayed the team because of what Bill said, maybe he granted her. You know, he's a fucking broken motherfucker.
He might have manipulated it in a different way and gave her even more power.
She's dipping.
Because that's another question, too. You really think that, okay, Rita, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Arguments aside, she's one ranger.
Right.
One ranger somehow was able to betray and destroy all five others.
You don't do that without help.
Right. So maybe Zed augments the power even further. Maybe that's the reason she looks mutated.
That makes a lot of sense as well.
Because she looks mutated. And I realize she's supposed to be alien, but so is Zordon. You get what I'm saying? And yeah, now he's a face in a wall, but you can very much see that he's a human face.
I agree. Other than the little bit of mutation that she's got going on her head, she looks human.
Right.
So maybe years ago... thousands of years
ago. She almost looks like a vampire from the Buffy series.
Yeah, she's kind of got the Vulcan ear thing going on there.
Yeah, no, Bill.
I nail that? I told you. It's exactly what she looks like.
Now that I think about it.
Look at her face, man.
Yeah. If it was just a little bit more, she'd have looked like a fucking vampire from Buffy.
Yep, vampire from Buffy.
I hate that. Just missing the fangs. Right.
She interests me to no end, because the questions are endless with her. That really interests me. You could break it down 1,000 ways, and probably even after seeing the movie, there'll be questions. Probably will not explain all of that. And probably, I'll bet you they keep it vague for a reason, too. They'll probably keep her vague enough to where you understand, but you don't know why or how or when to the exact idea, so that later on they can bring it up in another movie.
You know, there's something I might want to bring up on this trailer when we get to that part.
Should I go ahead?
Yeah.
Go a little further?
Pause.
You notice her suit grows on her?
That was it. That was the...
Which is no different than what you've seen the Rangers do, too.
She's coming down on someone. She's killing someone right there.
Oh, well, this movie's PG-13.
They cuss,
and I think people will be dying when the attack happens.
The question is there like a certain person that she was going after, or a reason that she killed the person by doing that?
Could have been to prove a point.
Sure, she's not just landing on the ground?
On a chair with somebody that was in it?
No, she landed on something. I don't think it's a person because you can see the sparks.
I think she landed in the middle of the five of them.
And the only other thing I can think of that's causing
sparks. Yeah, I don't know
like
if that's a person. She might have landed on a thing.
Or Alpha.
Well, it might be a statue of a person, too. They're in some sort of warehouse, it looks.
Yeah.
Maybe something was hidden. Or maybe, this is going really far out of my way, maybe Zordon has them go get the morphers that he stored away, hidden as relics or something. They break into a warehouse. This is incredible speculation. But maybe while they're collecting him, she wants one. Maybe she can't fully morph anymore. Maybe that is another idea that
maybe
if she could get
coin,
a hold of their shit. Right. Maybe she's drawing energy
the
from the
was
coin,
taken from her.
Which is different from drawing energy from the grid. Maybe
who
that's why she's mutated.
Her?
I'm assuming Zordon.
Could have been broken.
Yeah, it could have been broken, like I said.
I mean, the other Rangers had their morphers broken, and they
now,
still worked, but they were dangerous.
Now, was she trapped? Because in the original continuity,
no.
She
no.
Put...
As far as I could tell, no. She's not a released entity. She destroyed them. Zordon fled, as far as what I can tell in this continuity.
In the original...
There is no space dumpster, Shane.
Yes, there seems to be no dumpster idea.
She put him in the tube, and he
nope.
put her in the dumpster.
I don't think that's right now. I think that he may have
garbage
been massively
garbage.
Injured.
They literally, like, both were like, I'm going to try
Yeah, there's
to
even pallets back here.
Yeah.
I think they're in a warehouse.
They are in a warehouse.
Do some more quick pauses, because if you look, there's a piece of something flying away right there.
Up here?
No. Lower, below yellow. Where that thing right there. Down. That is something that she's just landed on. That's part of a...
That's what I mean. This is a leg here.
That's a statue.
Yeah, I think she landed on a statue
or,
of a person.
Or...
I keep thinking it's a person that she actually
Or it
could have on.
Been a gargoyle. Because that could be part of a wing or something.
Or it could have been one of the Rangers. I mean, they're
Alpha.
Augmented,
no,
too.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're all
No,
there.
It's not a Ranger.
Okay.
But there's your suit. There's
Dude,
your broken suit.
I am absolutely in love with this costume.
There's her trying to form the...
She's making putties.
Making the
She's
putty.
Not trying anything.
I love that. She makes putties from the earth and clay. That's exactly what they were supposed to be in the first place. Yeah, see, that's the wand. That's the coin. I think she's drawing power from the coin, which is different than drawing power from the morphing grid. There's probably a filter of sorts. You have a morpher.
Oh.
You use the morpher. The power goes to you, but it's not you.
Bill.
Question
you get
is,
what I mean?
Where'd the wand come from?
It's a little, it's
she could have made that, or it could have been given to her by Zed.
Or that's what's causing the mutation.
These
because...
putties. These golems.
Well, the wand, that's what I'm saying. If the wand is an ancient piece of artifact or magic, she could have been given... It could have been the reason that Zed... Because her and Zed, I believe they're going to have a thing.
That buddy has a fire hydrant on his... Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
well, because they're
like
made from the streets.
But,
they're made from the streets and the earth around them, yeah.
I know this is a little... This is insignificant.
I'm positive she will be... If they have to find a way to make her a bad guy...
Is the putty going to go...
She's not going to be inherently a bad person. I think that she's going to have become a bad person from her relations with Zed. I feel like... Because... They're going to cater to us in one way or another. And if they're going to cater to us, they're going to make Zed and her an item.
Or it's hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Maybe her and
I think she... No,
Zordon,
she's working for Zed.
Maybe her and Zordon were together originally.
But she's working for Zed.
No, that's fine. But maybe they were together originally.
Right.
And the split caused her to run to Zed and...
I don't know. I just know she'll be with Zed. And Zed will be the reason. Zed is the reason she turned on them. I'm positive of that.
Either that, or because the reason she turned on them is because she was power hungry. When she was chosen as a Ranger, she thought she should be stronger than she already was.
But then that would go back
and
to
Zed
our.
Was like, I'm gonna make you stronger.
That
than
would
this.
Go. That would go back to our concept of if there really is a colony or training facility. How did nobody catch that? Like, because you'd imagine there's probably thousands of candidates all over the galaxy, all over the universe, and nobody realized that she was hungry for that green power.
It could also be a matter of we have to keep everybody separated, otherwise it could start that galactic type war situation, which kind of bounces back to that freaking fan-made thing. Get them all together, starts wars and shit like that, various other things happen.
What do you mean?
maybe it's more like you can't have them all in one place. It's too much.
All the Rangers?
Yeah. I know it's happened.
Oh,
I'm
you mean
sure
too much
happened.
Too much red power?
Too much power in one place causes
no,
more competition or something.
No, but that's that in Rangers they say that you can't. Man, that's really complicated. You can have a million Red Rangers in one zone and it causes nothing, but if the red power is shared, like with what happened with the White Ranger, when the White Ranger was then his power was duplicated.
Oh, and Dino Thunder.
That guy was driven crazy.
Well,
by that
maybe,
power.
Maybe that's why you don't have everybody all together at one spot. Maybe
yeah, but that's...
They're
but,
supposed to be separated for a reason, and that's why...
Yeah, but that doesn't go into how... This movie... Here's one thing that's making things really, really confusing. Saban said that they were going to acknowledge the continuity laid down by the original series and build a new foundation. But the continuity laid down by the original series says that you cannot have two of the same energy. You can have two reds as long as it's Zeo and Morphin, but you can't have two Morphin red, because that causes some sort of weird thing in the Morphin grid where it leans, it somehow drives you crazy and makes you evil, which also brings another question. If
maybe
there is
already
a
green.
If, was there another green? Because if that's a rule too, is she an augmented copy green, which would be exactly what happened to the White Ranger in Dino Thunder. He was driven mad by the copy power.
I hope not. I actually hope it is the fact that she is a fallen Green Ranger portrayed.
Well, she would be.
Her team.
Nothing says that during a battle she wasn't granted that energy, and it was a copy energy, and then it slowly drove her mad. And then she was... And then she went against them.
Well... A lot of speculations, but we won't know much until we watch the movie.
I do like the putties are 100% made
stone,
from their
yeah.
surroundings.
That putty can use hydro pump.
Oh, and some fighting with Rita.
Boom.
And how are we going to beat her?
That was pink, by the way. Mm-hmm.
See, now that is normal, but it looks like.
Look at that jewelry and stuff on it.
Well, yeah, because she's making it from the jewelry store.
So that's how she's forming. Goldar?
That's Goldar.
No.
That's. I'm pretty sure that's Goldar right there. That's the beginning stage of him.
I don't. That's a golem.
You think so?
I'm positive of it because
he's got a freaking gold nose ring.
No, because the stupid ass story that I read says that she's out stealing gold bullion because she has to have so much gold to create Goldar, and it has something to do with the Zeo crystals. That the shield of the Zeo crystals, Goldar for some reason has the ability to penetrate it. But he was killed by the other Rangers.
What, the original Goldar or something?
Yes, and she needs Goldar to be able to get to the Zeo Crystal. Zed, she's working for or with Zed. Zed wants the Zeo Crystal. He attempted to obtain it. So he's already been scarred. He's already going to be skinless, scary dude. But that doesn't mean he was when she got with him, which could be why she's working for him now. And her mission is to bring back Goldar, which she needs an exuberant amount of gold bullion. That's what they said. There's even supposed to be a scene where she'll be robbing a bank.
I wonder, would she also use her wand as well, considering it's goldish?
No, because I think she has to have that wand. If she was to lose it, I think she'd start losing her power.
Hmm.
Maybe it's an original body part of the original Goldar.
No, I actually do think that's her wand. Because Rita has always had a wand.
No, Zed...
It is her wand, but it's made from the original...
And Zed even gave her the wand in the original continuity. He gave her both of them. He gave her the first wand, and then when she came back, he destroyed the one she was using and gave her a better one. And...
Hmm.
I know
she's transformed. You notice she's not transformed right now?
Because it seems to grow on her. Do you see that little scene where the green crystals are coming out of her body?
Yep.
But she, I know she's working for Zed, and I know the storyline. The storyline that has been laid down says that she is without a doubt looking for the Zeo crystal, and that for some reason Goldar can penetrate that shield, which then takes us back to the original Rangers and asks us, why didn't Goldar just go down there and get it years ago?
Because he kept getting his ass whooped.
Nuh-uh. You know where the Zeo Crystal is?
It's in the
Bandora Palace. That is their palace. They took that palace.
The Zeo Crystal is in the basement of Rita's Moon.
And if the Zeo Crystal is just in the basement, why didn't Goldar walk downstairs one day and be like,
because I can't do this when I only can move like this and I have to hold my sword and punch the air as I talk.
But I thought it was protected by something that wouldn't allow
it. It was protected
evil.
By a shield that Goldar can penetrate. That's the reason they need him alive. Maybe. The storyline, I know the story. I've read it four times on like four different websites now. The story is that Rita is working for Zed. Goldar is dead. Goldar can penetrate the Zeo Crystal protection, that shield. So they need Goldar alive so they can get to the Zeo Crystal. That's the storyline that's taking place here. She's here on Earth to get Goldar to get the Zeo Crystals.
I think what they're doing with this is Goldar is not a sentient being as he is a weapon of sorts.
Yes. And then that would also tie into the idea that the second movie is going to be the Zeo powers. I think we're going I'm positive. They may skip the Green Ranger. I'm telling you, this is going to be a movie. They said something like seven movies. They're just going to, and it's just called Power Rangers. They're just going to run through these powers.
Only if it does good. There's been multiple other movies that I've enjoyed that.
Avatar.
Which, Avatar was okay, but it was.
Well, they were supposed to do all four books.
Exactly.
They were supposed to do all four books for Last Airbender.
Yeah.
The first movie tanked, and they were
so
like,
they Beautiful Creatures, another book movie. I liked it.
Shadowhunters,
same thing. It just the first movie tanks. So if this doesn't become popular, like if they don't hammer out in theaters,
it might not. But I think the concept in mind right now is that every movie is going to be a different set of Rangers.
Well, that's fine.
The reason I say that is because look, we grew up, we watched Mighty Morphin. That's fine. Fucking clap and get your nostalgia boner and beat it out. But like, let's be honest here. We are not the only kids on the fucking planet. It's just like when you talk about comic books. You can make fun of another hero, and you can be like, that guy fucking dumb as shit. I'm not reading that book. But every comic book is somebody's comic. And every Spider-Man and every Green Lantern, like this works for Green Lantern very easily. There's Hal Jordan. There's Jon Stewart, there's Guy Gardner, there's Kyle Rayner, there's Simon Baz, there's Jessica Cruz. Mm-hmm. Somebody started somewhere.
Yeah.
There are people.
You started with the new Batman book? I'm sorry.
If you started with, say, the Justice League cartoon, if that's your introduction to Green Lantern, Jon Stewart is probably your Green Lantern. He's probably the one you look forward to. He's the one you understand. He's the one you grew up with.
Because green space bullets are cool.
I'm just saying, this happens with people. This is our Rangers. But if you're going to do seven movies and you want to get as much fan base as possible, the next movie is going to be somebody else's Rangers.
I would like to... Go ahead.
This is our Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Shane won't get his Rangers for the next couple movies. Shane loves to shift into Turbo.
I would like to point out...
I heard he was a Jetman fan myself.
So that means it passed.
I'd like to point out that this movie probably came about because of the popularity of that fan movie. They were like, wait, there's a lot of people that like this shit. We're going to make a movie out of it now. Maybe they're still going to base it a little bit off of that fan thing. And maybe multiple movies, different Power Rangers, but it's going to combine... Maybe it'll combine all of them into... a larger story, rather than just having seven different stories.
Well, I also see this as a way to finally fix some of the mistakes that we made. When we went Thunder, we should have got the other fucking costumes.
Yep.
We should not have stayed Morphin and brought the Kiba in. Kiba should have stayed with the Rangers that he fucking belonged with. He shouldn't have been brought into our show. That's a load of bullshit. They should have said, Thunder Power, and the suit, our Mighty Morphin suit, should have been struck by thunder, lightning, and that vest should have grafted onto them, and their faceplate should have changed, and they should have changed to the other Rangers that were with Kiba. We should have done that. It would have made more sense than what we did, and then we could have used their footage and seen their fucking fights. Instead of they fight putties, and then for no reason at all, the monster grows, and then the samurai Zord looks like the brokest fucking Zord on the planet because nothing. It fought nothing. In Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, it was like, Dinozord power now! And then the Zord would come out and be like, ching! Cut! Dead! Fucking episode done. And bitch, I cut ya. Like, every fight. He fought nothing that whole fucking series until, like, the last couple episodes. He was just like, fucking cut dead,
yeah,
cut
that
dead, moving
Megazord
on.
Was bullshit.
It was broker than a motherfucker because we didn't have the footage because
unlike,
we never used the right suits.
The Dino
this is a
Megazord
chance to
that
fix
got
that.
Beat by Trip.
The next movie could easily be the Thunder Powers and we could get the costumes we never got. This is their chance to fix mistakes like that. Kiba should not have been a Morphin Ranger.
So does that mean Rita's going to become the White Ranger then?
No, it means that there'll be a White Ranger through the Thunder Power, probably augmented from the green, and we'll get the Kiba Ranger like we should have had him. Or they'll just do the same fucking thing they did last time and Zordon just has white powers because white power. Wow, that's terrible.
Nine!
He did. He just had them. He was just like, I just made these. And then later on, we figure out that Zordon doesn't know how to make powers. He found that shit.
Zordon, didn't you just say that? Don't view that plot hole.
Pretty
right.
Sure that's a copyright infringement, Zordon, stealing someone else's shit and calling it yours.
Because later on we figure out that he didn't make the Mighty Morphin Powers, fucking Ninjor did.
Ninjor!
And he just found that shit, and he was like, oh, look, fucking power coins. Look, I know what these are. And then later on he makes the White Power Ranger,
you
and then we're
this?
Then we're supposed to believe
this.
That when the Rangers lose their powers, he's just like, fuck it, there's nothing I can do. Why don't you make some powers, bitch? You could just do that.
The power's off.
I've been drained by powering up
guys,
the Green Ranger.
I'm losing connection with you.
Yeah. Falling to another dimension.
We always made fun of the fact that...
Then he comes back and he's like, clear my viewing history.
We always made fun of that behind that tube is a dude like in like Oz who's controlling the tube. And when he doesn't want to answer questions, he just turns it off and... sits back there quietly.
Right, like, our show had a lot of problems one way or the other, and I think this is a chance for them to fix some of it.
Here it is. I'm
here's the Morphin time.
Morphin.
Once again, I still think that's when they first got their powers.
And the walkout. Fighting the golem.
Oh, by the way. Okay, we're going to talk about that in a second. Fighting. Martial arts. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
I was worried about that. I was worried that it was going to be weapons and shooting and explosions.
Okay, I also have to say this. Seeing the suits in action looks a lot better than toys and concept art.
Hell yes.
And still images.
Let me say something. I don't give a fuck about your face. I hate that movies do this. I don't give a fuck. These suits should not open. They should not reveal their faces, and I know this is like a fucking, it's an actor thing. They want actors to emote, but you know what? With the Power Rangers, and just like Spawn, I didn't need to see his fucking face through 90% of the movie. Put his goddamn mask on and leave it on.
For a more current reference, Deadpool.
Right. Put your fucking mask on and keep it on.
No one wants to see fried hamburger, bro. Put your mask back on.
Like, they do this with a lot of things, though.
You know
though.
Why, though, right? What other movies do you know these people from that are playing the Rangers?
Don't care. I get it, but don't care. It's an actor thing.
It
it's an actor.
To give them recognition in
I don't
case
think
this
that's,
movie does well.
I don't even
they
know if that's it.
Recognition for most of the movie.
It's an actor thing, and the reason I know it's an actor thing, actors want to be noticed. They want that moment where they're like, oh, I'd like to emote. I need a way to so I can show my face more. I need to be in this movie a lot more so people see me. But then you have other things like Judge Dredd, where he kept the helmet on the whole fucking movie because he's supposed to.
And not the fucking Stallone one where he took it off all the time.
Right, because Stallone wanted you to know who he was because he has fucking big dick syndrome.
We all know who played.
He did make
new...
that movie. I mean.
Well, we all know who played the new Dredd. We all know who it was.
Right, but he kept the mask
kept
on
the...
because he should. Yeah. I don't want to see her fucking face.
Unless she's
not in
costume.
In costume. If she takes the helmet off, that's one thing. Our Rangers took their helmet off. This I don't
taking
like. I don't like the Iron Man fucking face removal peel away shit.
Technically, it didn't show that. It's just no faceplate currently.
Yeah, I hate that. I can't stand that.
What if she went.
I don't like it. I don't like it in the Justice League when the fucking faceplate peeled away from the Flash. He should have just kept his fucking mask on. He should have been the Flash when he came out of the portal and he was like, Bruce, see my face, bitch. I don't fucking know you. You could have kept that shit on. It would have made no difference whatsoever. Now it's going to be really awkward when I meet you in the future and I've already seen your face. Now it's going to be real fucking weird for me.
I would have found out anyway, because I'm Batman.
Like, I don't need to see your face. If you're supposed to have the mask on, if the material called for you to have the mask on, if the comic book called for you to have the mask on or the suit, keep it on. We didn't need to see Spawn's face. We didn't need to. Deadpool's a little bit different. They were careful about how much they did that. When he was in costume, he primarily stayed in costume. I'm fine with that.
When he was sitting on the couch talking about jerking off with his baby hand, he was in his street clothes.
Big in this hand.
And I'm way fine with that. I'm way fine with how much they show his face at that point.
I don't hate it as much as you do. But I see your point.
Yeah, like, it kind of hits the idea.
I can see your point, but yeah.
I think the cockpit of the pterodactyl looks like a roller coaster ride. It's got the little safety bars there. It really does.
This is the one part that I did not like, is keep your face covered.
So you're with me there, too. I don't see a reason to fucking peel the faceplates back.
I agree. I hate that fact. I like the fact of being able to take off the helmet itself, not just the face part.
All these movies do this now, and it always comes down to the actors want more screen time. Like, whenever you have a movie where you're going to put somebody in heavy, heavy, heavy makeup or heavy costume, they'll usually, like, especially now, like, okay, like, let's be honest for a minute. Let's go back to a movie nobody here fucking likes, okay? Let's talk Spider-Man 3.
Why?
Let's talk Venom. Let's talk the fact that his face peeled back. We had to keep looking at that motherfucker's face. We had to keep looking at Eric Foreman.
First off, his body type wasn't even fucking right, okay?
In the costume, it was.
Yeah, no. No, even in the costume.
No, he was bigger.
No, big giant.
He was bigger. He was bigger than Spider-Man.
Brock Lesnar's body type in the suit, out of the suit,
would not have been believable. Would not have been believable because he still has to be as agility based as Spider-Man.
In the Amazing Comics, Bill, Venom was like four times bigger than Spider-Man.
Okay, so let's do that.
Dude,
he
like
has
seven
to be
foot tall,
so he's
going
to have to be. So he's going to have to be. He's going to have to be CGI the whole movie, and still. You're going to have to deal with it. They could have done that with Eric Foreman. They could have made him CGI, but would you have been okay with them peeling his face back every 20 minutes to show us who that he's Eric Foreman?
Because I don't give a shit.
You had to keep looking at his face. We don't need to see his fucking face. He should have been Venom from the second that suit went on him.
But to be fair, Peter Parker took his mask off way too damn much.
That's another argument. I can make that right now. Brock was not a big dude. Everybody makes the argument that Brock was buff. He was not.
I'm not saying Brock was a big dude. Venom made Brock big.
Yes. So maybe when the suit went on him, they could have made him Brock Lesnar. They could have found a different actor and they could have CGI'd most of that movie. But you still would have had to deal with the fact that every 10 minutes they peel his face back and show you that he's Eric Foreman. This does not need to happen in movies.
For your reference, though, CGI-wise, Mark Ruffalo does a great Bruce Banner. The Hulk is completely CGI'd.
Yes.
They could have done that with Venom.
They
and
could
it
have.
Been fine.
But then we still would have been pulling his face back every 10 minutes because Eric wanted you to know that he was Eric.
It was a little weird that Venom was kind of like an uncircumcised penis. So, and every 5 minutes he had to be like...
They kept peeling his face back. This is a practice that needs to die in these movies. If you're portraying a character and your character is supposed to wear that costume, wear the fucking costume.
But like I said... In those movies, Parker took his mask off way too much, too.
Yes.
Like, we're fighting. That thing's made for you to breathe through. Put the fucking mask back on to fight. He rebar killed Venom with no mask on. Ting, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
ding,
but
ding,
any
time... Fight's over.
I will say that in the comic books, believe it or not, that happens a lot more than you'd think. Hell, even in the Clone Conspiracy, I think I've seen him a little more without the mask than with it now.
It's dumb. Mm.
He keeps taking it off to talk to different characters. He'll be like, Gwen Stacy, blah, 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 blah. He'll be like, fucking Lizard, blah, 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 blah.
Anyway.
Actually?
Don't.
I don't think I've seen that.
No,
yeah, he keeps taking his mask off because even right now, I guess right now he's got it on because there's some hair sticking out of the top of like.
Yeah,
right
a little
here.
Piece of hair sticking out when he's talking to Ben Reilly.
He's talking to Ben. So Ben took his mask off. So yeah, that worked out.
One of us has to have our mask off. Okay.
The Zords. All
right.
We're gonna make an attempt here to watch this.
I'm going to say.
I like this. There's color on them.
Yes, the first actual moving representation of these Zords look fucking sweet.
Yeah, I'm not hating that.
Goldar looks like shit.
But if we go with the storyline you just put down, if we say he's a weapon,
I'm okay
he doesn't
with
need
it.
To be a gorilla yeah. man.
He's just a gold putty guy.
The only
I'm fine
problem,
with that. And so far, everything else has been that. She makes putty things. Yep. Maybe that's a magic that she has.
Maybe from that jewelry shop when we saw that golem thing with the jewelry on it. That might have been the birth of it.
I don't think so. Because I'm telling you, I read the story. It says that she's going to rob banks and collect gold bullion. It says that.
He's literally just made of melted gold.
Yeah,
he's
100% melted gold. He's not like the golems.
The only Zord I've seen that I have an issue with outside of Megazord is the Mastodon. Why does the Mastodon have six legs?
See? Oh, now you got your mask on now.
I always
now, that's his dad? Does
yeah,
his,
that's
dad
his dad
probably die in this movie, or he just
no,
saves him, maybe?
Because in the other trailer, remember... Jason's on community service because he wrecked his truck.
Yeah.
The Red Ranger is pulling his dad out of his crashed vehicle.
Right.
Yeah, he's helping his dad out of the vehicle that got wrecked from...
Get fucked,
look
pterodactyl.
At that. It will actually fight. Do you see that right there?
He looks like old Goldar.
Do you
right
see
there.
That they're peeling his face like back it. Or something?
I think they
it's just a
that.
Shadow effect to give us an idea, but
yeah. I think
he
did
is
that
still
to harken back to Mighty Morphin. That shot looks
I will say he looks better here than he did with that toy.
I think actually seeing
yeah, this,
him in
this
the movie
is getting a better form of him.
I actually don't mind this.
But the pterodactyl just got fucked on right there.
Yeah. Just got swatted down. And
there's some darkness. I didn't realize they had backbone things. That's kind of neat. That their backbone was lit up like that?
Their suits are basically exoskeletons in this one. Go. Get him, kitty.
Okay, I'm digging.
And here's the...
Once again, I don't have any problem with this. I think you're not giving
purple,
it a shot.
Purple.
See, Ryan, my biggest issue, I'm not going to say my problem is the same
blue
as
chest.
Purple. You
the
see all this?
Colors,
Ultron face, more or less.
Ultron
color,
face.
The only color I'm seeing... That shows me a Ranger Zord there is the wings from the pterodactyl.
He's basically okay. He's basically a gray purplish thing. And he
Optimus
reminds
Prime
me
Ultron.
Very, very much of robot Ivan Ooze.
I'd like to point out that this is when he's first forming.
I think he was standing up.
It could not be fully formed. You don't see the legs. You don't see
there he is, fully formed.
And punch.
Silverish gray, blacks. Silverish,
blue,
see the
purplies,
gray color.
He's
of
right
the other,
there, man.
The other Zord.
He's fighting.
That's what.
And also, he will not have a power sword. He has an arm blade. I'm sorry, that bothers me. The arm blade thing. Something about his design seems wrong. He was supposed to be like a knight. They formed like a knight. He had the Mastodon shield, the power sword. He was wearing a type of helmet, like he was a knight. He was supposed to be like, yeah, he looks
Shane
goofy,
and
we could say whatever we want about it, and yeah, it's nice to walk away from that, but at the same time, this guy seems more like a brawler like he belonged in the Transformers movies, or maybe even a Marvel movie.
First off, it's a new age, all right? They have to change it. They can't keep it the same.
I didn't say keep it the same because I'm okay with the Enterprise. I like the new Star Trek movies, but you can only move so far away from the source material before you're causing an issue.
And once again, this is just a trailer. I still don't think, even though we're seeing him about to throw a punch, that you have the full scope of what this thing looks like.
I feel like
I do. 'Cause
when they
show it in the theaters, when you go and see this in the theaters, as soon as that thing rises up, it's not just going to be, bam, we're going to get in a fight. They're going to showcase the shit out of it, all right?
I'm skeptical beyond you.
Give it a chance. Because first off, we don't even know how their powers, like, the powers are the same, but everything's different. this is going to be different because it's not the same. Like it's a new reimagining. And you got to get behind the reimagining because you can't be stuck.
But see, no, I am open to reimagining. I like the new Turtle movies.
I didn't mind the new Turtle movies, but
there you go. So no, uh-huh. See, there's just a difference in what each one of us.
Michael Bay made everything explode. That was my. That was just.
So there's a difference. There's a difference in what you're willing to accept in terms of walking away from the source material or changing certain
visually,
topics.
Visually, I liked it.
Depending on what you're looking at.
Shane has something.
For all you know, what you're seeing here isn't actually what's going to happen. We know time and time again that stuff we see in trailers misses the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So absolutely.
We don't know. I'm going to tell you something right now. I do agree with you, Bill, and how this thing looks. I kind of get where he's coming from, where you got to, you know, we don't know the full scope of it because they're only showing you seconds of footage.
But I do know that it's arm blades and ninja-esque looking materials. I know that for sure.
Okay.
And I know that it has wings like the Ninja Zord.
I'm gonna say this. I don't like what I see here. I will wait to pass final judgment until I've seen it on the screen.
Well, we are just arguing dog shit right now, to be fair.
Yeah, this is just
also,
trailer
I'm
going
to say something else, too. That from looking at this, all right? Zordon comes out of the wall, form-fitting. It's like nanotechnology type of shit.
Yes.
I can be whatever the fuck I want to be. If you look, it looks like it's sort of got the same kind of concept. Maybe your arm blade is just something they wanted to do as an afterthought. They don't have a specified weapon. They could very well throw out a fucking shield and a sword and be exactly what you want it to be in the movie because it could just be something that they could create.
The reason I'm going to say no and the only reason I'm going to disagree is because even if the toys look bad and we will not reference the toys in terms of what it looks like here because this does look better than the toys, the toys do show us what he's coming equipped with and what his basic design will be.
I've gotten toys that had something. I'm calling bullshit on that.
I've
bought toys. Okay, when I was younger,
you
want to
make a
toys.
Bet? You want to make a bet that the toys, no, and I'm serious. Like, I'll bet you right now. We can make the bet. I'll bet you the Power Sword and the Mastodon Shield do not make an appearance.
I'm not saying maybe they won't make an appearance. Maybe it's not going to be a freaking head of a dinosaur as a shield. But that doesn't mean it might not be a shield and sword. All right,
it's going to be that arm blade.
First off, I want to say this. I've bought toys that have come with pieces that has nothing to do with anything you'd ever seen in that show.
Okay.
I can't specify right now because that was when I was a kid.
Oh, man, that was, you
I
can't specify.
No, it's fine. You can call bullshit on what I'm
saying. No, I'm fucking with you. I bought those toys, too.
That has happened.
I've bought those toys, too.
Official movie licensed product. This wasn't in the movie.
Right.
Yeah, that's happened, though. That's the thing. It's like, they're just like, the kids will like this little piece. Let's add this to it to give us some more sales.
That's just like with the Iron Man toys. They sold a Cyclops figure with the Iron Man 3 toys. And I remember being like, what? Why? What?
John Cena Leonardo.
John Cena Leonardo. Oh, my God. That pissed
Sting
me off.
Raphael.
That
totally.
Fucking straight up pissed
me
off.
They did a toy line of turtles where they
Donatello
are wrestlers.
Undertaker?
Regardless, I'm... Wow. This... Wow. I think my problem here is not so much that it's not... I don't even know if it's so much as a Michael Bay Transformers look, which that does bother me.
Plus, you can see his chest piece right there, by the way. Do you see that?
The fact that it looks like it's the Thunder Megazord?
It's the glow from their suits and stuff.
It's the glow from the suits, but if you look closely... Tell me that doesn't, once again, look like some kind of galaxy, like...
Hang on, can I just say something real fast?
Yeah,
I just thought of something. Now, I may be speculating way out of fucking proportion here.
There's yellow there, too.
What did we say about Zordon earlier? What was he?
An intergalactic being.
No. What was he before he was...
Red Ranger.
He was the Red Ranger.
You see this red here?
Yeah.
You see this red here? What if the Rangers don't control the Megazord, and what if Zordon controls the Megazord? And that's just because it's the same with the chest piece. It doesn't have the face piece because his face is in the command center.
Wait. Could the Zord be taking a form that Zordon had?
That's what I'm saying.
That would be neat. I would buy into that.
You could also see this, too, by the way. There's your yellow. You weren't paying attention. There's your yellow. Here's another piece. I have the Blue Ranger right here.
Triceratops.
Yeah,
right there.
So blue is that.
Yeah, but you talk about me stretching. The thing that bothers me is the Ninja Zord. That's what's bothering me. This is the Ninja Zord. He has the arm blade. He's very sleek. He has the wings on his back. Like, he's the Ninja Megazord.
I'm once again calling that just product of the times. This is the way everything is now. Back in the day, it was so horrible, it was like a guy in a freaking cardboard box who could barely do this right here.
Actually, people would rather be seeing that, though.
No, that's fine, because that's what you're looking for. You're looking for nostalgia.
No, it's not even that. It's the Godzilla argument. It's not even that. There's something about the way that Godzilla is handled in other properties that turns out making him wrong. And yes, even when you CGI Godzilla, the closest that we've ever got is finally we did the newest Godzilla movie, and finally he felt like a kaiju movie. He was slow, he was big, he was kind of awkward, but he was still very battle friendly.
But Godzilla,
when we were able to see him,
he looked Godzilla.
But where, Godzilla 2000.
Where there's only so far that you can walk away from the source material.
I like the movie.
Okay, look,
March.
I think what you just pointed out and the argument you and Ryan have been having, I think they fucked up and put the wrong Megazord with the wrong team.
I'm telling you, that's the Ninja Megazord.
To be fair, all right, I'm not as into it as you guys were.
Okay,
watch the original. All right, I've never seen the Ninja Zord.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he watched.
Well, that's a big
Morphin.
Part of the argument.
I watched Mighty Morphin, and I watched the movie, the first movie, not Turbo Bullshit.
Shane's favorite movie.
What a shame!
I did watch the Turbo movie once, but I didn't follow.
Well, technically, the Turbo movie is canon, so yes,
I got that awesome movie. If
but,
you'd like to borrow the shit up
yeah,
out of
I,
it,
see, I don't know. I didn't watch it here. The foreign Power Ranger type things going on.
I don't know
anything about all that.
Right.
I know Mighty Morphin. And the way I'm seeing that, just from what... It's just the New Age version.
Yeah.
I saw the yellow. I saw the Triceratops. I saw the red. I saw the pink on the back. Yes, it's not fucking brightly colored like it is in the original. Like, just stand out. Like, this is... We're just... Literally, we transformed and attached ourselves. It's more
okay,
like...
But hold
it's
on.
More like we streamlined it and just made
okay,
it
okay, let's say the colors are there.
Well, they were there.
To be fair, I'm colorblind, red-green deficient.
See, there you go.
Okay, but... Let's say the colors are there. Let's just argue that you're right. Let's say that I'm still right, and here's why. I'll argue it with
okay.
Spider-Man.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, Amazing, and Amazing 2.
Okay.
In the first Spider-Man movie, I didn't think so. But evidently his costume was too dark. And I'm serious. This was a problem that argued...
What your definition of dark? What are you talking about?
No, shade.
I'm
colors,
telling you, people argued that the costume was too dark. They brightened the costume for the second movie.
I'll say the blue was too dark. The
and they
fine.
Brightened it for the third movie even further. To where he was almost glowing at certain points in the third movie.
Half the third movie he was black.
Then,
Spider-Man, so.
Amazing Spider-Man came out, and they darkened his colors again, making him a little more crimson-esque. And people complained, and in the next movie, they brightened his colors and changed his costume back towards the original.
They took off his Nikes, and made him more red and blue. That was the biggest problem I had
so
with that
So, what I'm telling
costume.
You is, yes... We can move into the modern age and everything, and we can change aspects, but there comes a point when you can't step too far away from the source material, and part of this, what Power Rangers is, especially here in America, it's Voltron. And if you don't have those color-defined things, if everybody's too dark and too monotone design, like
Transformers.
Like the colors are supposed to pop.
Once again.
They did in Transformers. Even Transformers had this argument. The first movie, he wasn't bright enough. The second and third movie of Transformers, they brightened the color scheme on Optimus Prime to make him more red, more blue.
I'm once again going to argue. The colors are there. I just pointed them out. Spencer saw them himself. The
I think
are
they're
there.
Dark.
Now, I think the problem is once again, we are watching a trailer. They're going to showcase the shit out of this in the actual movie. It's not
do it.
Look.
Do it. You're just
plus,
sitting,
plus
you're
they
letting
could
me
touch up on it, too.
Shane.
Exactly.
It's, Shane, you have been sitting here the whole time whispering and looking at me, but not fighting.
Shane,
fight
say
him.
Something.
Fucking, are you for or against? Because I'm fine with it. You could
I
be
think
against
he knows
me,
both
but.
Ways. That's why he hasn't said anything. Come
no,
on.
He keeps, like, he even just made facial references towards you and even mouthed something.
Oh, yeah?
But he won't say it.
Say it. Tell me.
I said I'm loving this, the two of you going back.
Oh. Oh, that's fine. If you're just loving our argument.
I will throw mine in right now. And when you're talking
he
about
likes the Turbo.
No, I do not like Turbo.
Sorry.
I like Time Force.
Never watched it.
Space Train.
Fantastic. Dude, everybody likes
Bill
that.
Bill likes the Space Train.
Everybody likes
anyways,
that.
Anyways, Shane.
But when you look at the colors, you're talking about the colors of the dark. You were right. They are darker.
Trailer.
But it's a trailer. And we, for all we know, that scene ain't even going to make it in the movie.
They even brightened
it was,
up.
It was 10
they,
seconds.
They've
yeah,
even
10
brightened up. They've
Megazord,
even brightened
man.
Up Iron Man because they thought he was too dark.
Now, if
in
you,
the first
if
movies,
you look, if you look at that Megazord and you're like, you know what?
Sorry,
that shut you up, didn't it? All right. So here's my thing. You're both right, okay? And let me explain to you how you're both right. The colors are there.
They're there. Yeah.
They're muted. It's going to be hard for someone with the red-blue deficiency that you've got, or the blue-green deficiency that you've
it's,
got.
It's red-green. I, red,
for
green.
Them
I have,
to, for
like,
them to pop out.
Okay, when yellow is apparent next to, like, green, my eyes will sometimes tell me that yellow's not there, and I'll see all green.
Right. And like, because they're using such a shiny silver, the yellow is hard to see there.
It
the
is.
Red you can see. The blue you kind of interpret just because the Triceratops...
I felt like I seen the blue there. I yeah. felt like I seen the actual color hue.
I still kind of see that he's all shiny in the
but
the areas.
We can't. That's not a good angle to get it.
I'm telling
but
you.
But that's another worrisome thing too, because you also say that they're going to do this full scope. But what if they take a cue from Godzilla?
And that's all you see. Is...
Oh God!
Because the last Godzilla movie, Godzilla looked great.
But how long?
But we
did
never
they stay
got
on
to fucking
him?
See him.
But that's the thing, though. The Megazord is, that's the fucking, that's top tier. That's, I am the fucking shit, and I'm about to whoop
no,
your
wait, wait, wait.
Ass.
So
no, wait,
was
wait, wait.
Batman.
Wait, remember Godzilla, the movie, the recent movie, is like, everyone was wanting to see Godzilla and Godzilla fighting. Guess what? You gotta see Godzilla fight for 5 seconds, and it turned
no,
to the human
interaction. He fought for the entire movie, yeah. But he fought from camera angles that made it impossible to tell what was going
so
down.
They
and then they cut back to the
human situation.
Yeah, it was the angles were designed to make him look dramatic and huge, but because of it,
are,
like
are
you were like, "Fuck,
you?
What am I looking at?"
Are you done?
But by the time you got to see him, guess what? They cut to the humans.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
they cut back to him, then they cut back to the humans.
But then the same argument can be put down with. You could say something like, oh, well, they're going to show off the Megazord because he's the big shit. So was Batman. And I want you to tell me how many fight scenes you actually made out in Batman Begins.
There was a lot more talking in there.
No. There were fight scenes. There were plenty of fight scenes.
Even in the fight scenes, though, Shane, the problem was they made him that flash in the dark, and you didn't really see Batman throw... But like three fucking punches.
Even cool. he jumps into the middle of like nine guys, and the camera just keeps being like bam, 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 and he's just punching and moving, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And that's and then the Godzilla movie does the same trick, but in a different way. It's very far, and everything seems big. And the two camera angles that I've got to see for the Megazord are playing the same game they played with Godzilla. It's from the streets, and it's from the side, and.
Once again,
trailer. So
secondly,
was the guy. The Godzilla
secondly,
movie was trailer as well.
Secondly, all right. Secondly, different directors have different ways they do shit. All right. This
yes.
director, this director's not going to pull a fucking Cloverfield Godzilla.
But you don't
Batman
know that.
Situation.
But all three of those directors. Use
if,
the same
trick. No. If that were the case, if they were going to do the same thing, that Megazord right there, you'd have never fucking seen him in the trailer.
You see Godzilla.
No.
In the trailers.
In all the trailers that I've seen of the Godzilla movie, even though I haven't seen the movie itself, I never once saw
they parachute
Godzilla.
Onto his back in the trailer.
You see his back.
You see him stand up.
From far away, Godzilla goes,
And that's the end of the trailer.
Okay. Yeah.
Apparently, I never seen
you,
that one.
You see, that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that this is a gimmick that they use to create, like, tension and giantness, and they show you just enough to give you the idea. I'm hoping this isn't what it is. I hope we do get to see a big fight, but I can't help but wonder if they'll show us enough to keep us thinking that was really cool, but enough that we can't really question exactly what we saw.
I still think they're gonna showcase it, simply because in this particular movie, yeah, there's gonna be fighting and stuff like that. But Goldar, essentially at this point, it looks like, because Rita's not gonna die, Rita's not going anywhere. If they're making more movies,
she'll probably get defeated.
Right, get defeated. But who's the big baddie in this movie? At the end, who's the big baddie? It's Goldar. He's the threat. That's why they are in the Megazord. They're not just going to be like...
I don't know if I can make that argument. I mean, sure, I'm going to go ahead and let that one go, but that's like saying that fucking the mighty pig monster was the real threat in the Power Rangers show because the Megazord fought it.
Unless...
In that episode.
Unless
or Eye Guy was the real
Rita
threat.
Unless jumps in the fucking Dragonzord.
In that episode.
Unless Rita jumps in the fucking Dragonzord.
She won't.
Exactly. Once they're all together in that Zord, they are more powerful than her. While she's on that ground.
Are they?
They are.
Are they?
Yes.
You really think so?
I do.
You think so?
What about the back door?
Maybe they should make an attempt to step on her.
I do want to point out real quick. Y'all can't hear me.
Tommy fought the Megazord on foot.
Yep.
Zed fought the Megazord on foot.
And they won.
Tommy's power was borrowed from Rita. It was a fraction of her power, and he fought the Megazord by himself, and shot it with lightning bolts and shit. Dragon never showed up for the first two times he fought.
Not only that, but he fought it normal size and giant size.
Yeah, she has the ability to grow herself and her monsters, because she does that in another one of the episodes too, where she grows.
On that, I guess. But
now the one guy who never fought, which I'm still fucking butthurt to this day. Is we should have had an actual confrontation with Lord Zed, not Tommy gets knocked down and runs away.
That was your fight scene.
That was my fight scene that I waited my whole fucking childhood to see.
The fuck out of here.
Was Zed made some jokes, Tommy fell down, he threw his saber like a little girl, like, and Zed was like, how dare you throw things, and then they left. And I was like, what? That's what I fucking waited for? Like, that's what I wanted so bad? And then the last episode, instead of me seeing a confrontation with Zed, robots shot the fucking palace and Zed ran away in a Winnebago.
Wow.
To be fair, you never saw a fight scene with Zed because Zed was an American creation. So right. We didn't have a Japanese fight scene to steal for Zed.
It's true. This time, all of it is going to be an American creation. If this goes to movie 2 and they introduce Zed and Zed doesn't fucking fight, I'm going to be furious. No.
What? Missing a finger.
I don't know if we can add anything more to this.
What if Zed is like Galactus in the Fantastic Four movie?
No.
And he's just a cloud that comes down from the sky.
Rita fell in love with a cloud.
He's just energy. He's just energy.
Galactus or Parallax or Ion.
Oh my god, Parallax. Oh my god.
What if Zed's that?
Oh, they fucked that up so bad.
Cloud for power?
Dude.
That's a powerful cloud.
Wow.
But she missed.
They fucked that Green Lantern movie so hard.
Yes, they did.
Fucking the mighty Parallax. Dude, that movie would have been fine if they just got its villain right. And maybe if they'd have chose one villain instead of combining two and then choosing an awkward. And giving him his powers incorrectly, by the way. He didn't get his powers by the fucking yellow fear energy.
You know, maybe you should give my opinions on this Megazord thing that we've passed but never got around to.
We're not past it. We just argued about it for 20 minutes.
But,
it was great.
What I hate the most about it is the Transformers look. That's what I hate about it.
you don't like the streamline?
No.
You, once again, I think it's just a matter of you're stuck in the boxy era.
Because of the shitty Transformer movies.
I think he should look like a Gundam. It's just the way I feel. He should look like a usable Gundam piece of technology.
The problem is that styling is just outdated. It doesn't make sense for the way the movie is set.
Pacific Rim, Nuff said.
They could have made Megazord look like...
Oh, what? What do you got for that?
Gypsy Danger.
Once Gypsy Danger was a bit of a streamlined character.
There were very angular edges to Gypsy Danger as well.
Now, I'm not picking you up, man.
10 seconds.
Did I turn it off?
Hello? No, it's going. Okay. Gypsy Danger had angular edges to it. I think Scott and Bill would have been more inclined to accept that.
I would accept that, too.
As opposed to Ivan Ooze-Bot.
Yes. Ooze-Bot.
I'm telling you, he's the Ivan Ooze-Bot.
No, wait. Okay, let me rephrase that. Better than Ninja Megazord. He's way too streamlined, I think, for the first Megazord. If they would have added some sharp angles to it, made it more, the Knight didn't have to look exactly like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. If they'd have made it more like the Knight, I think it would have been better off.
Once again, I'll point this out. 10 seconds of footage.
No.
I know you agree. Just like, we just don't know, even now, we don't know what it's actually going to look like.
I'm with you on the whole. It's not even so much as the Michael Bay Transformers thing. I get that feeling when I look at it. I do. But what's bothering me is I just feel like Pacific Rim got Big Robots right.
It could have had more of a look.
I loved that movie.
It could have had a little bit more look of our Megazord.
The thing is, though,
I just feel like it could have been more robot than CGI futuristic dog shit that's never going to happen.
Here's the problem. Our robots in Pacific Rim were created by humans.
Okay.
That is not a human creation.
Okay, and I'll give you that, but then...
It's an alien. It's an alien super bot.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. I really feel like... I mean, it's because of what it comes from. It should have looked Gundam. It just should have. It's what it came from.
I'll give you that.
You could say something like, oh, well, it wouldn't move that well or whatever. But then you could look at Machinima.com that actually did a Megazord versus Voltron fight, and you can look at how the Megazord would move in battle and still look Megazord.
It's fine as far as...
You seen that yet?
I'm fine with
it's
what
fucking brilliant.
I saw some pieces of it.
So brilliant.
I'm fine with what you're saying, but it's just the fact of this is new. It's part of the times that are now, not from the 90s.
Have you seen some of the CGI footage that people have made looking like the R Megazord, and it looks awesome?
No, I actually haven't. I'm sorry.
Well, there's the issue right there.
All right.
Well, no, it does come down to... We've had this with him.
It's Hollywood.
That's not going to the Hollywood part.
No,
again.
I was going to say that there are certain connections that people will let go, and there are certain connections that people won't. This movie is going to create this divide. People are going to hate it. People are going to love it.
Just like any movie that's from anybody's childhood.
And that's where it comes down. Some people are not willing to let go of parts of their childhood, and some people are willing to watch things evolve and change. I think that while the stylistic look of the new Star Trek fits very well, I feel like by now Star Trek should have moved past the bang, bang, pew, pew. Like, by now, they should have dealt with one actual situation that was Star Trek.
Right.
And that's fine. It is what it is. It's an action film now.
The problem is it's a movie, too. The original stuff was all based on a series. They could
so was 1 through 10.
Then that's fine. But...
And 1 through 10 did deal with actual issues that you could question. This one is like, hey, that dude's a bad guy. Why? Because he's an asshole.
Shoot him.
Fair enough.
Like,
fair
there's enough. No question, like, okay, like, you could...
It's an action movie, it's not... There's no morals and stuff, like...
And that's good and fine, that's what they were going for. And I like the way it looks, and I think the characters are pretty well spot on.
It's a fun movie, too.
But this very much a cowboy run and gun now, which is fine, that's what they were going for. But then you take the same aspect, and let's say that you create a philosophical Jedi movie where they don't cut anybody. They just walk around the fucking temple and talk about fucking Buddhism and shit.
Brilliant.
Boring.
No, brilliant.
It could be a brilliant idea.
See, that's what I mean. You're willing to see something like that. He's like, what? Star Wars where they kill nobody? And that's what I mean. We are able to step away from certain contexts depending on who we are and how much we adhere to a certain subject. Like, if you're a Voltron fan and you love 80s Voltron, you might not like this new one Netflix is doing. I love it. But it's questionable.
I grew up with this Ranger series. I loved that Ranger series growing up. So, but I'm willing to go get.
You got a mic right over there that you can use.
Yeah, I know. Let me make a relevant. Okay. How did you feel about the Transformers movies?
How did I feel about them?
Yes,
I enjoyed them.
Okay.
Simply because, and I'll say this right now, I'm not as hardcore as the rest of the people in this room.
Okay, the rest of the people in this room don't hold a candle to me, all right?
Okay.
Did you watch the Transformers growing up?
I did.
Were you super hardcore into
it? I mean, okay. I watched it, I enjoyed it, but I didn't learn everything about it.
I was super hardcore into Transformers growing up.
Okay.
All right? I dislike these new movies so much that I have to force myself to realize that this is an alternate universe or I can't watch them. And it's because I won't let go of that childhood attachment.
Right, yeah. No, I get it. And that's what's going on with them.
People, for instance, hate the new Turtles movies.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't going to like this movie. People don't like the Star Trek movies. You're going to run into that no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
What about the new Fantastic Four movie?
I actually haven't seen that.
Look, the original Fantastic Four movies were bad, so the new one can't.
No,
be good.
Yeah, the two that we got before those were masterpieces.
Those were masterpieces.
Once again.
Oh, now you grab your mic.
Those are two of the best movies I've ever watched. Yes, they were bad for what they were trying to do. I still enjoyed the movie.
The best part about those two Fantastic Four movies is when he turned into Wolverine at the end.
What?
When he's talking to her in the deleted scenes, and he's like, or ruggedly handsome, and he fucking changes his face into Wolverine's, and then changes back to Reed Richards.
Oh, he does do that, doesn't
he?
Yeah,
he does.
I didn't see that.
That was the best part of that movie, and it was a deleted scene.
Wow.
Watch the new one, and you'll change your tune about that real quick.
No, I'll still think those movies
suck. No, they're not good by any means, but oh my god, they're masterpieces.
You will at least enjoy Doom Guy.
Everybody enjoys Doom Guy. I like Doom Guy.
I think we should close on Doom Guy.
Let's close on Doom Guy.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.